Hola, bienvenido a Mansión Auto 2, el segundo curso de autoaprendizaje de inglés en audio realizado por la Mansión del Inglés. Mansión Auto 2 es la continuación de Mansión Auto y conducirá al alumno a un nivel preintermedio para escuchar y hablar, que equivale al nivel A2 según el Marco Común Europeo de Referencia para el Aprendizaje, Enseñanza y Evaluación de las Lenguas, desarrollado por el Consejo de Europa, CEF. Las lecciones de este curso están diseñadas y estructuradas como las del primer curso de Mansión Auto, pero están enfocadas más sobre la gramática. En este curso escucharás las palabras, las frases y las expresiones primero en español y luego en inglés. En medio habrá una pausa para que tú repitas en voz alta las palabras y las frases en inglés. Es muy importante que lo hagas cada vez para practicar la pronunciación y asimilar más rápidamente el material de cada lección. Intenta imitar la pronunciación del profesor nativo. Te recomendamos que escuches tantas veces como te sea necesario cada lección para aprender los temas del curso. No te preocupes si no recuerdas las palabras en inglés, pues las vamos a repetir y revisar varias veces a lo largo del curso.
MansiónInglés.com presenta
Lección 1. La vida de Rick.
Lesson 1. Rick's life.
En esta primera lección vamos a aprender vocabulario nuevo y repasar un poco el tiempo presente. Antes de escuchar sobre la vida del famoso detective privado
Rick Mansworth,
escuche y repite las siguientes palabras y expresiones. Él nació.
He was born.
Yo nací.
I was born.
Él es policía.
He's a policeman.
¿Te acuerdas de las contracciones en inglés?
He's a policeman.
Significa
he is a policeman.
No olvides que las profesiones llevan el artículo en inglés.
A policeman. A teacher. A footballer. A secretary, etc.
Era policía.
He was a policeman.
Él se trasladó.
He moved.
Él vive.
He lives.
No está casado.
He's not married.
No tiene hijos.
He doesn't have any children.
El
doesn't
es el negativo y también es una contracción.
He does not. He doesn't. Repeat. Doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't have. He doesn't have any. He doesn't have any children.
Escucha la introducción a la vida de Rick y contesta dos preguntas.
1. Where was Rick born? 2. Where does he live now?
1. ¿Dónde nació Rick? 2. ¿Dónde vive ahora?
Rick Mansworth was born in London on October the 9th, 1959. He was a policeman in London for 11 years. He moved to New York in 1991 when he was 31. Rick is a private detective and he lives in Manhattan. He's not married and he doesn't have any children.
Escucha las respuestas. 1. ¿Dónde nació Rick?
He was born in London.
Nació en Londres. 2. ¿Dónde vive ahora?
He lives in Manhattan, New York.
Vive en Manhattan, Nueva York. Vas a escuchar a Rick hablando de su vida cotidiana. Antes, escucha y repite las siguientes palabras y frases. Poner.
To put on.
Chándal.
Tracksuit.
Hacer footing.
To go jogging.
Caminar, andar.
To walk.
Utilizar, usar.
To use.
Coger un taxi.
To take a taxi.
Dar.
To give.
Mensajes.
Messages.
Una cita.
An appointment.
Fenomenal. Estupendo.
Great.
Cuidar.
To look after.
Educado, educada.
Polite.
Organizar, ordenar.
To organize.
Escucha a Rick hablando de su vida cotidiana.
Part 1.
I usually get up about 10 a.m. and I put on a tracksuit and go jogging in Central Park. Then I have breakfast in a small cafe on the Upper East Side. Orange juice, toast, and strong black coffee. I never use public transport in New York. I always walk or take taxis everywhere. I usually walk to my office on 45th Street, and Shelley gives me my messages and tells me if I have any appointments. Shelley's my secretary, and she's great. She's really organized. Shelley looks after me. She's great with the clients, too. She's attractive and polite. I never have time to phone people or answer emails. Shelley really organizes my life.
¿Verdadero o falso? Escucha las siguientes frases y decide si son verdaderas o falsas. Escúchalas de nuevo si es necesario.
1. Rick gets up at 7 a.m. 2. He never has breakfast. 3. He never takes the bus. 4. He usually walks to work. 5. Rick doesn't have a secretary.
Escucha las respuestas.
1. Rick gets up at 7 a.m. False. He usually gets up about 10 a.m. 2. He never has breakfast. False. He has breakfast in a small cafe.
¿Te acuerdas lo que desayuna Rick?
Orange juice, toast, and strong black coffee. 3. He never takes the bus. True. He never uses public transport. 4. He usually walks to work. True. 5. Rick doesn't have a secretary. False. Her name's Shelley.
Ahora vamos a escuchar la segunda parte de la vida de Rick. Antes, escuche y repite las siguientes palabras. Como rápido.
I eat fast.
Escritorio.
Desk.
Ocupado, ocupada.
Busy.
Terminar, acabar.
To finish.
Temprano.
Early.
Cocinar.
To cook.
Un cocinero.
A cook.
Malísimo.
Terrible.
Tocar un instrumento.
To play.
Amigo.
Buddy. Buddy
es una palabra usada más frecuentemente en el inglés americano. Significa compañero, amigote o compinche. En el inglés británico se suele decir
mate
o
pal.
Un buen tipo.
A good guy.
Fumar.
To smoke.
Mucho.
A lot.
Emborracharse.
To get drunk.
Part 2.
I usually have a sandwich for lunch. I eat fast, usually at my desk. I don't often go to restaurants for lunch. I sometimes go to the local bar for a whiskey or two. Then I sleep in the office for 15 minutes. After my sleep, I do some more work or make some phone calls. Every day is different. Sometimes I'm not busy, so I finish work and leave the office early and go to watch a football game in a bar somewhere to relax. I have dinner late, usually in a bar or a restaurant. I never cook at home. I'm a terrible cook. Sometimes I meet my buddy Chris. Chris is a musician. He plays the saxophone in a jazz bar in Greenwich Village. He's a good guy. Chris smokes a lot and drinks a lot. He's a musician. We often get drunk together.
¿Verdadero o falso? Escucha las siguientes frases y decide si son verdaderas o falsas.
1. Rick doesn't usually go to restaurants for lunch. 2. He sleeps in his office. 3. He watches tennis in a bar. 4. His friend Chris is a waiter.
Escucha las respuestas.
1. Rick doesn't usually go to restaurants for lunch. True. 2. He sleeps in his office. True. 3. He watches tennis in a bar. False. He watches football. 4. His friend Chris is a waiter. False. He's a musician. He plays the saxophone.
Escucha y repite los siguientes verbos en la tercera persona del singular. Fíjate en el sonido de la S al final del verbo. Suena como una serpiente. Este sonido no se produce con voz.
He smokes too much. Smokes. He smokes too much. He drinks too much. He eats in the office. He sleeps for 15 minutes. Zzz.
Este sonido sí lleva voz y una vibración en la garganta. Escucha y repite.
He lives in New York. Zzz. lives. He lives in New York. He doesn't cook. Does. Doesn't. He doesn't cook. He has breakfast in a bar. He goes to a bar. Is.
Es otro sonido con voz y vibración que cambia el verbo de una sílaba a dos.
He watches football. Watches. He watches football. She organizes my life. She organizes my life. He finishes work early. He finishes work early.
Observa que cuando una palabra termina en una consonante, por ejemplo, la K en
work,
y la siguiente palabra empieza con una vocal,
early,
los dos sonidos se juntan. Escucha.
Work early.
Repite.
Work early. Work early. He finishes. He finishes work early. He finishes work early. He relaxes in a bar. He relaxes in a bar.
Sucede aquí lo mismo con una consonante y una vocal. Escucha.
In a bar. In a bar. He relaxes in a bar.
Repite.
In a. In a bar. Relaxes in a bar. He relaxes in a bar. He relaxes in a bar.
No olvides que con la tercera persona del singular se añade una S. Escucha y repite.
I work. You work. He works. She works. It works. We work. They work.
Escucha y repite la forma negativa.
I don't work. You don't work. He doesn't work. She doesn't work. It doesn't work. We don't work. They don't work.
Escucha y repite la forma interrogativa.
Do I work? Do you work? Does he work? Does she work? Does it work? Do we work? Do they work?
Contesta las siguientes preguntas con la forma positiva.
Yes, he does.
O la forma negativa.
No, he doesn't.
Contesta después de la señal.
Does Rick live in London? No, he doesn't. Does Rick like whiskey? Yes, he does. Does he work in a police station? No, he doesn't. Does he walk to work? Yes, he does. Does he have a secretary? Yes, he does. Does she look after Rick and organize his life? Yes. She does. Does Rick's buddy Chris smoke? Yes, he does. Does Chris work in an office? No, he doesn't. Does he play the piano? No, he doesn't. What does he play? He plays the saxophone.
Repite las anteriores preguntas formulándolas con la segunda persona usando
you.
Escucha un ejemplo.
Does Rick live in London? Do you live in London?
Repite.
Do you live in London? Does Rick like whiskey? Do you like whiskey? Does he work in a police station? Do you work in a police station? Does he walk to work? Do you walk to work? Does he have a secretary? Do you have a secretary? Does Rick's buddy Chris smoke? Do you smoke? Does Chris work in an office? Do you work in an office? Does he play the piano? Do you play the piano?
Ahora escucha algunas preguntas parecidas y contéstalas con
yes, I do.
La forma positiva o
no, I don't.
La forma negativa.
Do you live in London? Do you live in Spain? Do you like whiskey? Do you work in a police station? Do you walk to work? Do you have a secretary? Do you smoke? Do you work in an office? Do you play the piano?
Escuchen las siguientes frases.
I usually get up at about 10 a.m. I never use public transport in New York. I always walk or take taxis everywhere. I don't often go to restaurants for lunch. I sometimes go to the local bar.
Las palabras
usually,
normalmente, usualmente,
never,
nunca,
always,
siempre,
often,
a menudo, y
sometimes,
a veces, son adverbios de frecuencia. Los adverbios de frecuencia en inglés se colocan normalmente delante del verbo principal.
I usually walk to my office. I never have time to phone people.
Pero pueden también encontrarse en posición inicial o final.
Sometimes I'm not busy. Sometimes I meet my buddy Chris. I get up early sometimes.
Escucha y repite las siguientes frases. Escucha.
I usually get up at about 10 a.m.
Repite.
10 a.m. About 10 a.m. At about 10 a.m. At about 10 a.m. Get up at about 10 a.m. I usually get up at about 10 a.m. I usually get up at about 10 a.m.
Escucha.
I never get up early.
Repite.
Up early. Get up early. I never get up early. I never get up early.
Escucha.
I never use public transport.
Repite.
Public transport. use public transport. I never use public transport. I never use public transport.
Escucha.
I always walk.
Repite.
Walk. I always walk. I always walk.
Escucha.
I usually drive to work.
Repite.
To work. Drive to work. I usually drive to work. I usually drive to work.
Escucha.
I never have time.
Repite.
Have time. I never have time. I never have time.
Escucha.
I usually have a sandwich for lunch.
Repite.
For lunch. A sandwich. Have a sandwich. Have a sandwich for lunch. I usually have a sandwich for lunch. I usually have a sandwich for lunch.
Escucha.
I don't often go to restaurants.
Repite.
Go to. Go to restaurants. I don't often. I don't often go to restaurants. I don't often go to restaurants.
Escucha.
I sometimes go to a bar.
Repite.
To a bar. Go to a bar. I sometimes go to a bar. I sometimes go to a bar.
Escucha.
Sometimes I meet my friends.
Repite.
My friends. Meet my friends. Sometimes I meet my friends. Sometimes I meet my friends.
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CB.